So I know yesterday I didn't do a podcast only because I was super busy and I didn't get around to doing it for you guys. So I apologize for that. But now I'm back in the house. So I'm going to do a quick podcast before I have to start doing some stuff around the house and things like that. So let's get into it. So because we all deal with mental illness and we all deal with it in different ways, a lot of times we're waiting and we're wanting someone around us, whether it be a family member or friend, to kind of come to us and ask us certain questions. A lot of times when we're sad or we have all this emotion in us, we're just waiting for one person to go, hey, I see you, I know what you're going through. But a lot of times people who don't have mental illness, they look at us and they don't know what to say, they don't know what to do, because they've never been around that situation before. So what I want to do today, guys, is kind of get into detail and talk about questions someone with a mental illness wishes you would ask them. So this is not only podcast for people with mental illness, but also for people listening who don't have it, but you may have a family member or a best friend or someone you know that has it. So I'm getting these questions from MagellanHealthSites.com. A lot of the things I do, guys, I do pull from other sites, but even with me doing that, I'm still trying to help you guys and still trying to help myself. And at the same time, even when you have a mental illness, we're still learning ourselves and we're still learning our illness. So a lot of times I don't know it all about my depression. I don't know it all about my anxiety, but I still want to help others. And I'm still reading and researching because I want to learn about just as much about my mental illness as you guys want to know about yours, I'm sure. So it really doesn't matter where I get the information from. The point of me doing all this is to not only educate myself more, but educate others out there and just help others. And that's the whole reason I started this podcast, which is why I want to dig back into my podcast. And I want to start doing it every day, and I want to start really talking to you guys. So this is what's super important to me. So the first question that we're wondering, we want people to access is, can you help me understand what it's like living with your condition? A lot of times people don't access that. They just immediately assume, or they just don't get those things. And for me, it was like when I sat down and I talked to my boyfriend and my parents about it, they are the main ones that really know in depth about my mental illness and my anxiety and my depression. You know, in the beginning, they didn't know how to answer those questions. They didn't know how to ask them because they didn't even know what it was. So it does take time. But if you are someone on the outside and you know someone with a mental illness, it is appreciated sometimes when you just come up to a person and you just say, hey, can you help me understand what you're going through? Instead of judging. I see so much judgment, especially on social media and even in real life, guys, because people are just not educated on what we have to deal with. So we do appreciate it and we do love when people actually do come up to us and go, hey, help me understand what you're dealing with. Because when someone is immediately saying, you don't have a mental illness, you don't have anxiety, you don't have depression, you don't have social anxiety, you don't have this, how do you know what I have? You know, I know what I have. I've been diagnosed by a doctor. And of course, in general, we know our body, so we know what we're dealing with. But when people come up to you and assume you don't have something, that bugs me. They might see a certain video where you seem like you're hyped up and excited, and they go, you ain't got a mental illness because you handling yourself fine. That does not mean anything, guys. It's so many days where I wake up and I have a smile on my face, and I'm smiling, and I'm jumping around, and I appear to be happy, but it's all a facade. I put up a facade because I don't want people to think, oh, something's wrong with her. What's going on with her? She's acting weird. So we have to, a lot of times, we may be depressed, we may be sad, we may have anxiety, but we kind of put a shield over it for the world because we don't want to have people asking us a million questions on people assuming that we're good even when we're not. So I say all that to say, if you really are interested in getting to know someone with a mental illness and getting to know what's their background, don't judge them. Go up to them and say, hey, Susan, how are you today? You know, I was overhearing you talk to John about your anxiety. You know, what is it like living with your condition? Can you explain more to me about it? Because I'm interested to know. We respect that more because it's like, oh, you're trying to actually get to figure us out instead of just judging us. The second question is there anything you need from me or something I can do to help you? That's the biggest thing when you're dealing with mental illness. You love when a family member or a friend will come up to you and say, hey, You know, is it something I can help you with? How can I help you cope? How can I help you get through this? Because that's super important. If you're trying to help your friend and help your family member, it's really important for you to be like, hey, Johnny, how can I help you today? Is it something I can do to help you get through this time? Versus saying, well, there's nothing wrong with you. You just need to get yourself together and get out of bed, Johnny. We don't respond to that. But if you really are a genuine person, you really want to help your friend or help your family member, it's nice just to ask them, is there anything you can do for them? That makes us feel better. It makes us go, okay, well, they do care. They are trying to understand my condition. 3, can we do something together? Get coffee, go for a walk, or see a movie. It is super important that even with mental illness, that we get out of the house. We get out, we start doing things, that we don't focus so much on our illness. For me, since I haven't been working and I'm trying to get in the process of looking for new jobs, you know, and if you guys went back to my previous podcast, I discussed about my job situation and why I chose to leave my job. But if you go back to that podcast on my life update, you'll see that. So if you haven't checked that one out, please check it out. And it gives you more insight on my job situation. But for me, since I haven't been working, the biggest thing for me is not sitting in the house. Because I know if I sit in the house all day, I'm going to get depressed. I'm going to get sad. I'm not going to be happy. I'm going to sit here and be thinking about money all day. How am I going to pay this? How am I going to do this? I don't have a job right now. So for me, the biggest thing that's helping my mental illness here lately has really been just getting out the house, breathing air, going to Walmart, going to different stores, or just visiting people, just doing things to get my mind off the fact that, hey, Sherelle, you're not working right now. And just not sitting laying in my bed all day and being depressed. I get up like I'm going to work every day. I drop my daughter off at my grandmother's and she watches her. And basically, I come home and I do job applications. I clean up the house. I do, if I have interview that day for a upcoming job, I do my job interviews. I go to the temp agencies. I just basically don't sit around the house and let myself sit in that depression. So, and for me, it's a big thing. My mom is really big on that. When she knows I'm sad or going through a lot, so it's just come on, Sherelle, let's go to the mall. Let's go to eat. Let's do something to get your mind off of it. That's super important. When we have mental illness, don't assume that we don't want to do anything. Our mind might be telling us, don't get out of bed today. Don't do this today. But still, go up to your friend or your family member and go, hey, Johnny, let's go out to eat today. Or let's go to the mall today, Johnny. That helps us. It gets us out that depression. It gets us out the bed. It keeps us moving. Okay, 4, what is your diagnosis and how do you feel about it? So basically, you can always ask somebody, hey, I know you're going through something. What are you diagnosed with? The person may say bipolar disorder. The person may say anxiety. The person may say depression or whatever. And also, guys, I want to also say on this, if you have an eating disorder, I consider that a mental illness as well. I know everybody might not feel that way, but in my opinion, it is a mental illness. So maybe the person might say to you, hey, I've suffered from anorexia, suffered from bulimia, and that's their mental illness that they're dealing with. Because we just assume, oh, it's just an eating disorder. It's just something that they do to try to control things or whatever. But in my opinion, that is a mental illness they're dealing with. So if someone says, I have that, respect that. And, you know, ask them questions like, what is your diagnosis? How do you feel about it? And maybe that person will sit down and talk to you. You know, so a lot of times that's the problem. Like I said, we want to talk about our mental illness, but we don't know how the world around us is going to react about it. Because I see so many times on social media, people on Twitter or Instagram, whatever, will talk about having a mental illness, talk about how they want to kill themselves, they don't feel good about their life, and people will attack them for that. Instead of being there for them and helping them, you're attacking them. That doesn't make that person feel good, like they want to express themselves. Stop bullying people on social media for having a mental illness. Help that person. Reach out to them. That's the biggest thing. Like I said, we have to break that stigma. Instead of bullying somebody about their mental illness, help them. Reach out to them. It's so many things that you can do to help others. So for me, it's like, ask them about their diagnosis and they'll probably sit down and explain it to you. But if you sit there and you don't say anything, how can you expect somebody to react to what you're saying? Give me 1 minute, guys. I'm going to have to close this off for a second because my aunt's boyfriend is dropping off a turkey for my mom. So I will be right back, guys. I'm going to go get the door and then I will come back and finish this for you guys. So give me a few minutes. You might hear a few minutes of silence, but I will be back, guys. I do apologize. Thank you. All right, guys, I'm back. I apologize. I'm back. I'm sorry, guys. So anyway, it was just a few minutes of me disappearing. But back to what I was saying. Let me mute this TV. Because I got Dr. Phil playing in the background. I love Dr. Phil. I watch it every day. All right, now I can get comfortable. Sorry, I just had to get the door for a second. So I'm back. Okay, so if you do hear a few minutes of silence throughout this audio, I apologize. I had to grab something and open the door, but I'm back. Okay, do you need to talk? So a lot of times, I feel like that is a huge thing for us. When someone just comes to us and they go, hey, do you need to talk, Sherelle? Do you need to talk about what you're going through? A lot of times, we don't get that. You know, people just assume that we don't want to talk. But a lot of times, when I'm dealing with stuff, I want to talk about it. I really do. The problem is I get really scared sometimes and I don't know how to express myself and I don't know if that person is judging me or not. So then I kind of shut down. But a lot of times I do want to talk about what I'm going through. And sometimes, you know, the main people I talk to about it, I'll go to my parents, I'll go to my boyfriend. A lot of my close friends still don't know about my anxiety and depression because I choose not to tell them because I don't know how they're going to react. However, I will say this, guys. When I do sit down and I do talk to my boyfriend and my parents, I do start to feel better because I have those moments where I just break out crying and all that stuff. So it is nice when you have someone say, hey, do you need to talk today? That makes us feel 100% better and it opens us up because we may not say it out loud we want to talk, but we actually do want to talk. So number six, what can I do to be there for you and help you feel supported? That is a super, super important one because when we are having a mental illness, we need support. Support is everything from your family, from your friends, from whomever. If we don't have that support, we don't have anything. And I think that's a big, big issue with mental illness. A lot of people commit suicide and do all these horrible things to themselves because they don't have that support system. It's so important. And I don't want to throw off topic, but it's kind of like when someone comes out to their parents and says, hey, mom, I'm gay. And they go, what, Johnny? You're gay? We're disowning you. That's like Johnny's support system going right out the window. Next thing you know, Johnny's like, well, no one loves me. No one supports me. I came out to my mom and dad, and now they hate me. Johnny's on a bridge somewhere trying to jump off a bridge and harm himself because he feels like no one listened to him. No one supported him. And that's super, super, super important in this community with everyone having a mental illness. It's so important that you get that support. So if you are someone out there and you know someone with a mental illness, support that person, uplift them, be there for that person, you know, surround them, hug them, spend time with them. Don't belittle them and don't make them feel like they don't have a mental illness when we know ourselves better than anybody. And that pet peeves and people will try to say, we're diagnosing ourselves. First of all, we know ourselves better than anybody in this freaking world. You know, minus our parents, of course. But we know ourselves. We know what's going on with our bodies. We know when something isn't right. A lot of people have self-diagnosed themselves with things. But yes, I do agree that at some point you should seek a doctor just because you want a doctor to come in there and go behind you and really check. But at the same time, you know your body better than anybody else. You know what you're going through. And I just feel like support is everything. Support will save so many lives out here. So start supporting people with mental illness. Reach out. Seven, how can I support you? Can I listen to you, leave you alone, give you a hug? I think that's also a great question because sometimes people say, hey, support me, but support me from afar. Or, hey, support me, but I'll come to you when I need you. And that's okay. A lot of people with mental illness are okay with that. You know, a lot of times we with mental illness, not everybody is so open to somebody saying, I want to support you and give you a hug and do this for you. Sometimes we're like, wait a minute, whoa, I'm still accepting this myself. So, hey, you can support me, but right now support me from afar. And if I need you, I'll call you, I'll reach out to you. And if someone does that to you, that's fine. Don't get upset about it. Don't get pissed. Don't go, oh my God, so I'm trying to support this person and they don't care. It's not that the person doesn't care. It's just that that's how they're dealing with accepting their mental illness in the beginning. And 9 times out of 10, that person, when they're ready, they'll reach out to you and they'll go, hey, I do need your help. Hey, but everything takes time because a lot of times we have to accept the things first. Once we start to accept it, then we can say, okay, then other people around us will start to accept it. Then we can go, hey, I do need your help. So it's super important just to ask someone, you know, what can you do for them? How can you support them? But at the same time, allow them to accept it on their own as well. So you can support, you know, but just if someone needs space, give them that space. How has living with this condition shaped who you are today? So, you know, for me, I feel like, you know, that's a great question also to ask somebody. How has living with the condition shaped you? Because a lot of people deal with mental illness so differently. You know, for me, it kind of changed my life. I went from being somebody who was upbeat, who was never really dealing with depression, never really having anxiety. I just was a normal girl doing all kinds of things, taking road trips and doing so many things. And I never dealt with anxiety. I never dealt with depression. So when I finally was diagnosed with it, and when it finally kind of hit me like, oh my God, this is my reality, it was like, wow, you know, because it's something I had to accept. Because it, in my mind, I felt like my anxiety and depression used to go away and come back, go away and come back. And finally, it was like, Sherelle, it's not gonna go away for, it's not gonna go away for good. This is something that you're gonna deal with for the rest of your life, but it's all how you handle it and how you choose to deal with it. But it took me a while to accept that because I kept trying to erase it, you know, for so long. Like, no, I don't have this anxiety. I don't have this depression. I kept trying to erase it. But then every time I would be good for a couple months, my anxiety and depression would come right back. And I was like, it's not going away. It's not going away. So that's when I knew this is something I need to go see my doctor about, which I did all those things, you know, see therapists. And it's like, you know what? It's not going away, but it does take time sometimes, like I said, for acceptance. And it does kind of change you a little bit. You know, of course, I'm not the girl I was in high school or whatever, because I've changed. Because when you have mental illness, it just changes you a little bit. It does. But you can sit down and ask the person, you know, how has living with the condition changed you? How does it make you feel? Because sometimes, like I said, we need to talk about it. And it does change people. It does. You're not the same person. 9, how are you? You don't seem like yourself, and I want to know how you're really feeling because I care about you. That is an excellent question as well. Just ask somebody, how are they? Say they don't seem like themselves. For me, a big thing is my mom is always like the first one to notice when I'm off. She's like, something ain't right with you. You depressed. Something ain't right with you. You're not, your anxiety is messing with you. She always can tell all the time. And I think that's a huge factor for me, because when she calls me out and says, hey, something ain't right, that's when I start to open up to her and say, Mom, I'm feeling depressed, or Mom, my anxiety's acting up. And that's really a good thing when you can just go up to someone and say, you know, something's not right. What's going on? That's letting that person know you care, versus sitting back and seeing them deal with depression and anxiety and you just watch it, but you don't step in and say, well, I see something wrong with Johnny today. Well, let me just leave Johnny alone. No, go up to Johnny. It's okay to go up to Johnny and say, Johnny, you're a little off today. You okay? I'm just asking because I care about you, because we love stuff like that. That makes us feel better. It makes it seem like people around us do care about the things that we actually are dealing with every day. So with that being said, these are great questions to ask someone with a mental illness. You know, these are questions we wish you guys would access. Don't be scared to access these questions. 9 times out of 10, we will open up to you. And also your tone, guys. When you come to us to approach us, don't approach us angrily like, what's going on with you today? Something ain't right. Something ain't right. Come to us like calm. Say, hey, Johnny, something's off with you today. You want to talk about it? And then sit Johnny down. But it's all about your approach and your tone. If you approach the person well and your tone is great, they'll be willing to open up and tell you whatever you want to know. If you come all aggressive and rough with it, they're not going to want to open up to you. So these are great questions. Again, you can get this off MagellanHealthSites.com. I'm going to put the link in the bio. This is a great site, guys, for mental health issues and the questions that we wish you would ask. So thank you guys for tuning in today. I am about to be off of this because I have to go do some housework, do some more job applications, get myself together. But thank you for tuning in. Again, it's been a pleasure as always, guys. So remember, I apologize, guys. Somebody called my phone and my whole message at the end got cut off. But what I was saying was, enjoy your day, guys. Have a great day. And just remember, we love when you guys ask us these type of questions. So if you are definitely someone out there, you have a friend and family with a mental illness, this is a great way to break the ice and to talk to them. These are questions we wish you guys would ask us instead of just assuming. So anyway, guys, enjoy your day. I'm off to do some housework. I love you guys. I'll keep you updated, and I will be back tomorrow.